This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. It is vacation season, and here in Washington, you can book a hotel, you could stay at a spa, you could take a cruise to Alaska, or if you're looking for a less expensive alternative here or elsewhere, you can always rent a house from the owner or a room in someone's home. There are more than 4,000 short-term rentals available in Washington through rental sites like Airbnb and Vacation Rental by Owner. And here in Washington, those sites are not regulated like they are in New York, San Francisco, and some other cities. That does not mean that renting a home from its owner is the wild, wild west. There are still some rules that you must abide by. Evan Loeffler is an attorney who specializes in landlord-tenant relations and real estate litigation, and he joins me to talk about this. Evan, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, I've got an extra room in my house. Is it legal for me to rent it out on one of these sites?
Well, if it's your house, you can rent it out if you want.
What circumstances would make it illegal for me to rent out that room?
Well, if you're part of a homeowners association that has rules about that, that could be a problem. If you're really renting your place and your landlord has restrictions on subletting or assignments of the lease, that would be a problem. Those are the only ones I can think of.
Is it legal to buy a condo just to rent it out, just to kind of flip it and put it up for rent on a site like Airbnb, a condo in a nice, desirable neighborhood where vacationers might like to go?
Well, generally, when you buy property, you have the right to do whatever you want with it. You can tear down the house. You can live on it. You can drill for oil. You can rent it out. There are restrictions, and sometimes when you're in the process of buying a house, you'll see easements, and those are sometimes restrictions on what you can build on the property, whether you can drill for oil. And in the case of a condominium, there are going to be further restrictions, declarations and bylaws, and they may have restrictions on whether you're allowed to rent out the property.
So read your covenants and bylaws and really closely to see what restrictions it might place on you renting out a room.
Absolutely, yes.
Evan Loeffler is an attorney. He specializes in landlord-tenant relations and real estate litigation. Now, hotels have to pay taxes. If I'm renting out my room, do I have to pay taxes?
Well, it is a business, and certainly that would be business income. It would be income that at least I would report on my income tax return. There may be city restrictions and there may be county restrictions or taxes on that sort of income. So if you're going to go into business as a hotel operator, maybe you're going to operate a hostel, you are probably going to have to get a license. And when you get a license, that the local authorities will be alerted that you're somebody that needs to pay taxes. Does that apply to renting out your room on an occasional basis? I kind of doubt that they have that the city has caught up and imposed specific rules on that. I don't know how they would regulate that or find it out if you are in the process of occasionally renting out your room. But whenever you get income on a federal level, you're probably going to have to pay some tax.
Now, if I'm renting from a site like Airbnb, they say on that site, they tell people who are letting out a room or a house that to check on co-op board regulations, read the lease, et cetera, even maybe create a written agreement with your roommate to make sure your roommate's okay with you letting out one of the rooms. But how do I, as a renter, know that you, for example, as the person letting out the room, has followed the regulations? How do I know I'm not going to get crosswise because you haven't done what you're supposed to in letting out the room?
I'm not sure if there's a way to really guarantee that unless you ask a lot of hard and direct questions to your prospective landlord before you move in. It seems to me that on a vacation rental where you're going to spend a weekend at some place, that the landlord may be a little put off if you come in and demand to see the covenants and bylaws, which could be 50 pages or more, and start poring over them to make sure it's not going to be a problem. The other problem is, I mean, these are such short-term rentals for the most part. Your remedy is, as a landlord, to get rid of a tenant, or as a tenant if the neighbors are complaining. It's going to be so hard to get anything before you've moved out anyway. So that may be part of the business model, that it happens so quick that they can't really catch up with you.
Do I have any protection if I happen to get kicked out of an Airbnb rental in the middle of my vacation because the person who was renting it to me made a mistake but maybe didn't read their lease so closely? Do I have any indemnification in that case?
Well, couple of different scenarios. I suppose if you showed up to rent your place and you had reserved it several months ago and you show up on the day of and the guy says, I'm sorry, I can't let you in because it violates my covenants and bylaws, and so you're out on the street, I would say you've got a breach of contract because you didn't know that and you relied on the landlord to be allowed to rent that to you.
Oh, man, so but I'm going on vacation. I got to get an attorney now.
You may have to get an attorney. For the amount of damages, you may just want to go to small claims. But even then, in small claims court, it's going to take weeks or maybe a month or more before you can get your day in court. Certainly, you can get your money back and maybe some inconvenience for it.
Well, all these examples of the sharing economy involve a certain level of trust between the buyer and the seller, that the person who's renting your apartment isn't going to set it up as party central for the weekend. You're a landlord, as well as being an attorney.
Correct.
Do you let your tenants rent out their places to Airbnb?
I have never really considered it until this very moment.
I'm one of your renters, Evan, and I want to do that. What do you say to me?
Well, what I would say is let's look at your lease. And most leases, and certainly the leases that I've created for my tenants and for my clients who are landlords, they all say no subletting, no assignments. Now, an assignment is if you just simply say, I don't want to live in the place, and you rent it to someone else who completely takes over, which would mean that the landlord wakes up one day and finds he has another person living in the apartment. And that cannot be done under the lease. Sublet is if you just rent out a portion of it and you create sort of a landlord and then a tenant and then a subtenant. And most residential leases specifically say no subletting without the prior written approval of the landlord. So if my tenant came to me and said, I want to sublet, I would say no. Now, there are circumstances where I might say it's okay, but I mean, if it just out of the blue, can I do this? I'm like, well, we need to learn a lot more, and I can always rely on the fact that the lease specifically says that I, as a landlord, do not have to allow that.
How about the other side of the equation, Evan? As someone who specializes in real estate litigation, would you rent out an Airbnb if it was at an attractive price in a place you wanted to go to, or would you be concerned about some of these issues?
Well, it is a risk that they're not licensed the same way as a hotel operator might be. They don't have the same accountability to the public. I mean, I doubt that somebody down the block who's renting out a bedroom is going to be on Yelp. So I can't really find out if they're a good if they run a good clean place or if there's rats and roaches in there. So yeah, there's some risk, but I understand that some people they want the freedom of being able to just hop from one place to another, and certainly the price is going to be a lot cheaper than staying at a hotel or even one of the motel chains. So there are circumstances where I would certainly consider it. I mean, I wouldn't forbid a friend or if I had kids, I wouldn't forbid my children from staying at one, as long as that they took the proper precautions.
Evan Loeffler is an attorney who specializes in landlord-tenant law. He said, a word of warning to those of you renting out a place, you won't get arrested, but you might get kicked out. We have a slideshow of some really unusual places to rent in Seattle on our website, an Airstream trailer, a teeny tiny cabin on Queen Anne Hill, and a gypsy wagon. To see them, go over to our website, kuow.org. This is The Record.